Sandy speaking.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
Sure, 44410.
Thank you so much for that. May I please have your first and your last name?
Sandra Richards.
All right, thank you so much for that. And can you please hold for me while I look up an account for you?
Yes.
Thank you for your patience. I'm still here, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Please continue to hold for me.
Thank you.
I'm still here. Just one more moment. Your account is just loading. I do apologize about the very long wait.
Thank you.
I'm still here. Just one more moment. All right. Thank you for holding so patiently for me. I'm filing out your account pulled up. For security purposes, can you please verify your address on the account?
2382 Greenville Road, Cortland, Ohio, 44410.
Thank you so much for verifying that. So I've located your account here for the Crusette Sweepstakes. How may I help you?
Okay. I don't know what this is. I don't remember signing up or whatever. I just see a charge on my credit card, and so I wanted to check on it because I do not remember, and my husband doesn't use the card very often, but he said he didn't know what it was either. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like here that you paid an entry fee of $5.74 for a chance to win a Crusette. It's a pot and pan set. You're enrolling into a sweepstakes for a chance to win that for by paying the entry fee. Our terms and conditions stated that you will also be enrolling yourself into a subscription that's $67.32 a month, where you get a voucher in your email account for $100 to shop the discount shopping store.
Okay. I don't know how that all happened because I never enter sweepstakes, and neither does my husband.
Do you recall Do you recall maybe taking a survey for a chance to win the pot and pan set?
I never enter them, so I would have to say no, I don't. Is there any way we can cancel this?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to get the account canceled, but if you don't recall purchasing, that there are some things that I have to go over with you. Is okay. Your email address sandyjrichards@gmail.com?
Yes, it is.
All right, thank you for that.
Is that how it went through? Was through my email?
I'm not sure where it may have been advertised, but you would have to put in an email address in order for the order to go through.
I see. Okay.
And is your phone number 330-637-9771?
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you for confirming that information for me. Is there anyone in your household who could have placed this order without your knowledge?
No, it's just my husband and I. And actually, he's never online. He doesn't go online. He doesn't know computers, period.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I just want to make you aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we'll prosecute anyone who may have placed this order without your knowledge. So before we proceed, I just want to give you the opportunity to recall maybe if you recall placing an order for $5.74.
and I don't recall that. That's the thing. I don't recall it, okay? But I don't know what to tell you. 'Cause the thing of it is, right at that time, February 6th, I had had surgery just a week before that, and I was on painkillers right at that time.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the $5.74 charge occurred around Thanksgiving. That was on the 27th of November last year.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Do you recall now?
I don't. But if it was only for $5 and some cents, I'm going to say, okay, all right. But I have no idea why I would have done that to have a charge for $67.32, without canceling this, or I don't even know why I would have done that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'll cancel the account to prevent future charges, but since you don't recall ordering, I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department, and they'll be able to better assist you with the account, since you're stating that you never authorized the initial charge for $5.74.
Okay. All right.
Just one moment. Can you please hold for me?
Sure.
Thank you for your patience.
Now, you did say you will cancel this.
The account is canceled. I'm just going to get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Right. All right. There
can you please hold for me?
Yes, I can.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I do apologize about that wait. I did have a cancellation number if you wish to go ahead and take it down before I get you transferred over.
Yes, please.
Okay, so let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That she is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
265-002-881.
Okay.
All right, well, is there anything further that I can help you with?
No, there isn't. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling Customer Support, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.